And Molly, we actually have Elvis Dumervil and John Harbaugh coming in right now, so we're going to turn it over to them.
We're going to introduce the newest Raven, Elvis Dumervil. Got a jersey here. Elvis Dumervil has a hat. We can pull that up and take some pictures. Elvis, if you want to turn around too, we'll get some video on the back.
Yeah.
You got enough?
Excellent. All right.
Okay, thanks for coming. Obviously, it's a very exciting day for the Ravens and for our fans. The network's here doing this live, right, Albert? Good to have you guys here. We appreciate it. Coaches here, Ted and Dean and TA, of course, Don Martindale. Don and Elvis have a great relationship going back to their time in Denver when Don was the linebacker coach and then the defensive coordinator there, and had some great success. Set a few records, you know, as a football player there, and not just individual records, but was a leader on that defense. The defense has accomplished quite a bit over the last few years, and we just feel like Elvis Dumervil is our kind of guy. You know, we feel like he's the kind of person that fits us. We like to say things like he's a Raven, you know, and that's how he's always played. And we loved him coming out of Louisville. In some ways, I don't want to say feared him, but we've certainly respected him, you know, as a football player, trying to game plan all around him. And this is the kind of player that you have to game plan around. So we're really excited to have him here on our team, really excited to have him here today as part of our organization. But more importantly, I think we're happy to have Lori Harris here. Elvis's better half. And it's your birthday, right? We didn't know that. Happy birthday. All right. And thanks for coming. We're our family, and it's good to have both of you as part of our family. I want to congratulate Ozzy and Tom Condon on putting this deal together. This was a tough deal. This deal took some work, and they put together the kind of a package that works really well for both sides. And I want to credit Tom, and I want to credit Elvis on allowing that to happen and making it something that we were able to do to build a really big deal into the framework that allows us to build our football team. That's really important. Vince Newsom and our pro staff always do a great job in evaluating players all around the league, and obviously they felt very highly of Elvis. Our coaching staff did a great job of evaluating all the guys out there, and so we have the opportunity now to add a premier defensive player in the National Football League to the Baltimore Ravens. And, Wink, there's a few things maybe you could add.
Well, I want to make sure that I don't say excited and happy 7,000 times with this, but, I mean, it's – as a coach, it's all about relationships, and obviously Elvis and I got really close back in Denver, not just because of the player that he is, although that helps when he's sacking a quarterback, but also as a person. And I'm happy for both the Ravens and Elvis because of what a class organization this is, what a great city it is. I'm happy that Elvis, you know, got to meet Ozzy and go through the whole process and just see how classy that part of it is. And he'll get to meet Mr. Bisciotti and Harbs and Dean and Ted and CB and TA, you know, and be part of the whole team of the Ravens. So I'm really happy for him as well.
Want to take it over?
Yes, first and foremost, you know, it's been awesome. It's the first day since I arrived, accepting me as family. And I'm so thankful, man, and just thank God for the situation and the opportunity. I think it's a blessing. I am excited about being a Raven. There's a few words I've heard Coach Harbs talks about, you know, the team. So I'm excited about that, and that's what I'm all about. And obviously, you know, I won a hard word myself, so I'm a little envious right now. So. But I'm here to, you know, be a part of the team, spoke to a few of the guys in the locker, Haloti, Terrell. And so, you know, I'm just thankful to be a part of, you know, such a great organization who's proven to be the winner. And obviously the fans and, you know, the fresh uniforms, So I'm excited. You know, obviously Coach me and Wink goes back, you know, as he alluded on. And, you know, it came down to my decision, you know, about friendship and family. And I always valued that, you know, ever since he departed from Denver. It was a big part of, you know, my breaking point in my NFL career. He helped me a lot in a really adversity situation, moving from defensive end to outside linebacker. And he made that transition very smooth, and I learned a lot and soaked it up like a sponge. And so when I wanted to make that decision, you know, Ozzie Newman, the way he's carried his organization since he's been here, and obviously the great job Coach Harv's done, you know, just bringing that relentless type, just toughness type football team. And that's what I like to try to marvel my game as. And so the opportunity presented itself, and so thankful and so honored to be here and just try to fit in and be a part of this family.
Hey, John, how quickly, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a unique, different situation, the way that Elvis came free, and it was after the start of free agency and all of that. Like, how quickly did you guys have to move from the minute that that happens to, all right, we're going after him?
Right. Probably quicker than that. You know, it was just that fast. I don't think there's any question that obviously, Elvis is a guy we've known. We talk about these things all the time as a staff. You know, Ozzie and I have conversations, you know, hourly, it seems like, especially this time of the year. But when that happened, I don't think we had to communicate. We just kind of looked at each other and said, hey, let's try to make this happen. You know, we have a plan in place. We've got a vision for, you know, how we want to try to take the financial situation, take the roster, and try to meld those two things together and build the best football team we can. And we knew right away that Elvis would be a perfect fit if we could make it happen. And we were on the phone right away.
Elvis, can you take us through the process of how it all came down? Will you ever touch a fax machine again? And is that the result of the whole match really in the end?
I mean, at the end of the day, it was an unfortunate situation that happened. You know, I think everybody had his part in the situation. And, you know, obviously leaving a really good organization, the Denver Broncos, you know, they're proven winners. And yes, I have nothing but good things to say about the organization. But when opportunity came that, you know, I could come to another proven winner organization and a first-class organization, you know, just leaving one great one to another great one. So that was opportunity, and I took it.
Elvis, when it comes to playing teams from all around the league, you've been exposed to different teams and different philosophies. What about Baltimore has made an impression on you long before you even thought about coming?
I mean, just, you know, obviously the crowd, you know, how, you know, pumped up the crowd get for defense here. You know, that was a big good selling point. That was huge. You know, obviously having good players and, you know, good guys in the locker room. Obviously with Ray Lewis departing, but those guys, just the chemistry they've had here for a long time. And I'm sure a lot of the guys learned a lot from that. And so if I could come in and try to, you know, fit in where I can and try to be part of that and keep it going. You know, obviously just leadership and just the team is important, you know, your guys, and you care about them because, you know, once you have that feeling, that chemistry, you go out and you play for one another.
Elvis, what are your thoughts about playing with Terrell Suggs and how good of a pass rush do you think, you know, you guys can have as two of the, you know, premier pass rushers in this league?
Man, I'm excited. You know, I did play with a good, pretty good outside rusher last year in Von Miller. But, you know, what Terrell Suggs brings to the team, he's obviously was once the defensive player of the year. We had the same agent before. So I knew a lot about him. I mean, I tried to chase him, his sack record in college. I couldn't beat it. So, I mean, I've known Terrell Suggs for a long time, and he's a great player, man. He plays a run. He rushes a passer. Great personality. So I'm excited, you know, so we can come and merge and, you know, obviously Upshaw as well and just try to get out the quarterbacks.
About this scheme and how you think you fit into it, and also the exciting new additions that the team's added on the defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, the big guys inside, Canty Spears and Alodi, obviously, Cody. Far as the scheme part of it, you know, you just got to be a coachable player, and you know, that's why we got these great guys up here. You know, they're the coaches. I'm the guy who just got to accept my role and go out there and execute.
Past, Ray Lewis was the guy inside the locker room that really was actually recruiting for, I guess, besides Coach Martindale. Was there anybody else on the team right now that kind of helped you?
I got a few texts from T. Sizzle, you call him. spoke to Holodi, man, and I mean, you know, you got a great amount of respect for those guys. They've been doing this thing for a long time. Obviously, world champions, you know, helps. And just the way this organization has always been contenders and is always in the hunt and is always competing and is always year in, year out, you know, the Baltimore has something to say about it. So that part of it, being going to a winning organization, was important.
Elvis, watching you play, effort is obvious. Just you could talk a little about your mentality for the game and some of the moves that you worked.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Just your effort is obvious in the field. Just your thoughts on your mentality for the game, how you approach football.
I mean, it's just I love the game. I've always did since I've. Attempt to play when I was like 10 years old, and you know, and I think at times in life you deal with people and you deal with circumstances or adversity that you know you can't do this or you shouldn't do that, and in this world you know you have to prove a point and you have to prove yourself. And I'm all about that. I think year in year out, you know, that what drives me. I like to go in and as you know a rookie every year, so you have to prove yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm excited. My attitude and the way I approach it is that's my mentality. I have a chip on my shoulder. I may have a brick wall now. So I gotta, you know, I'm so excited, man, and I can't wait to get after it with the guys and really compete and just bring that to the table.
Elvis, after your season ended, actually, at the hands of the Ravens, how devastated were you? And after that, honestly, did you watch the Ravens the rest of the way, or could you not watch football?
I mean, I probably was in a hole for like a week. I was not only was it so cold, it's a tough loss, but you know, you live and you learn from it, and you take that. And a great man once told me, you never forget that moment, and you remember that moment. And you just take advantage of the next time opportunity comes.
What was specifically the reason that you chose Baltimore over Denver, which made a nice offer after the back snap move? I mean, like you said, one great team to another. What separated the two and why did you choose this?
I think sometimes you have to make a decision, you know. You pray about it, and at the end of the day, it was no ill will. You know, it was no hard feelings. I just felt it was a time to change scenery. And obviously, I wanted to be somewhere. Well, I felt like it was a family type feel, because obviously Denver Broncos all I've known all my career. And so I knew the next choice I would have to make would be somewhere I felt like it was stable, winners, and a place that was tough and, you know, loves football and it seems fun. And, you know, from the top on down, from the owner, Ozzy and John, and obviously having a relationship with Wink and the guys I felt was in that locker room, I felt it was a great, great opportunity to finish my career.
What was hard about leaving Denver? Because obviously you were part of building something there, being a captain and, you know, having Peyton come in there and everything else. I mean, what was most difficult about deciding that you wanted to leave there?
The very reasons why I'm here, it's tough. Obviously, the friendship you establish, you create throughout the years, you know, the community, you know, being part of the community, helping organization and programs, and, you know, those are the things you miss, your teammates. It's a lot of great people, man, and I can't say much about, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, the head trainer, Greek, man, the equipment staff guys. The guys who does the yards. I mean, just the relationship you build, obviously, and it's tough. You know, it's a tough decision to make. But I knew when I was involved in negotiation with the Baltimore Ravens that I was making a good choice.
John, the NFL teams evolve every year, but you've had a tremendous amount of change on the defense. Is there an excitement associated with that, in building something that's new, I guess, to some extent?
Sure. I mean, Peter, I think we've done that every year to some extent. Obviously, it's more it's more obvious this year with the big stars like Ray retiring and Ed moving on. Kerry Williams was a heck of a player for us. But that is the nature of the business in this league. And, you know, I think everybody's moving on to opportunities that they're excited about all across the board. So there's nothing negative in any of those. Bernard as well. So all those guys were just – huge parts of what we've accomplished. They're great friends. They will continue to be great friends. We walk together. You know, we walk the championship together, you know, so we'll have that together, and that'll bind us together. But like anything in life, we all go through it in life. Things do change, you know, and you evolve and grow and move in another direction, and we just have to make sure it's a successful direction.
Elvis, along those lines, because of some of those leaders that you've done, do you feel that you're going to come in here and try to become one of those leaders on the defense?
I mean, I'm just going to come in here and, you know, when the off-season training starts, you know, work my butt off. You know, obviously there's a lot I can still learn. And at the same time, if I can help a younger guy or anybody, you know, to move forward, you know, that's what I'm all about. So I've done that in Denver, and I continue to be a leader here.
Elvis, being able to come to an organization, classic like the Ravens, is a great fan base, and John believes the best in the NFL. They're proud, they're opinionated there, and the fan base is pretty tough here. Coming from Denver to Baltimore, what do you think about the fan base?
I'm excited. They think Denver had great fans as well. Awesome. But I am excited for being a Baltimore, you know, Baltimore Raven, man. I'm excited. You know, I know the defense, you know, third downs, and it gets loud, and yeah, I'd definitely be needing that to get sacks. I'm excited, man. Every time I played here, it was rocking. And so now, you know, now I'm a Raven. I'm looking forward to putting that jersey on and running out there.
When you think about what happened with the whole fax scenario, how did you find peace with that eternally? How did you process everything that happened to the point that you had to accept it and then go from there?
I mean, it's simple. It's not simple, but it's, for me, it's one word, just faith. I have faith all along that, you know, why, you know, as a man of God and how I feel, you know, that my life should be run. And, you know, I was not going to fight it. You know, a lot of things was happening that I felt was, you know, a bit shocking or surprising. But, you know, I knew all along that, you know, everything was meant to happen for a reason. And so I just took it all in and just thought about it and accepted for what it was. And it's not about what happens. It's how you respond. I always felt. And so I'm ready to respond.
This whole situation, this whole process, how late in this process did you still think that you would be in Denver next year, or did you expect, even after this situation unfolded with the whole fax machine and that whole scenario, did you still think at that point that you would be in Denver next year?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I was drafted there, so, you know, me, honest, I've never intended to leave in Denver. But, like I say, things happen, and it's just the way life is. You know, as Coach alluded on earlier, it's a business, and it happens, you know. So it's not like I'm the only person that it happens to. You know, there's a lot of guys who has to deal with things and make decisions. And so
right, Aaron. Well, you know, we're going to continue to do that. And we never walk away from a good player if we can add them, you know. And we love competition. We love good guys like Elvis who love ball. We just like guys who like football, tough guys that will work hard, who are good people, who can play, you know. And if we can add some guys like that, we will.
Mark, how much flexibility does Elvis give you guys? I know you still have Buck Shaw. Obviously, Terrell Suggs is here. You have a couple of young outside linebackers, too. How much does he help in terms of versatility and flexibility of what you can do with the rest of the defense?
Oh, I think, you know, the thing that Elvis has always shown year in and year out is tell him he can't do something, and he gets it done. And, you know, there's, as far as the flexibility goes and everything else, that's, you know, we'll sit down with Dean and Ted, and, you know, because Ted, you know, one of the things I'm excited about is Ted's coaching him, you know, and Ted knows how to get people the quarterback. So that's what I told him when he came in. I said, you wait, you know, and that's what's the easy thing when I talked to Elvis on the phone, is being so excited, not just because we want, you know, because we're world champions. I mean, that's the easy thing to say, but it's the people in this building, you know, and, you know, he is going to have a lot of fun here in Baltimore.
When it comes to how Elvis is going to deploy that there, a lot of people are enamored with big numbers, big stats, sack totals, which you have. What have you seen from him as far as dropping back in coverage?
I would rather see him going towards the quarterback. When we were in Denver, I mean, I like your chances there better. But, you know, the stats and everything else, you know, one of the things that no one talks about is how many holding calls he draws. That's just like getting a quarterback sack. So it's going to be a lot of fun for him.
And for us. On the outside, what about your inside middle linebackers that you have to address maybe in the draft or with young guys like Bynes and McClellan, who's a versatile guy both in and out?
You answered it right there. You know, it's a wait and see process, and Coach Harbaugh brought up about the competition. That's the exciting thing for any coach, you know, is seeing the competition and how it all comes out in the end.
Did you meet with the Ravens at all before, you know, today? Or did you meet with any team officials during the process?
No.
Elvis, have you decided in terms of your plan for the offseason, in terms of, I know you'll be at the mandatory, but maybe some extra mini camp to get more acclimated as well?
Yeah, I'd be attending everything. So, yes, as much as I can do, the better.
Coach, can you talk about what T Sizzle texted you? When he finally got you, talking about the duo that you guys formed in terms of.
I mean, we didn't get in details of that. You know, we just first I congratulated him on being a Super Bowl champion, and you know, I was jealous.
I said that too.
But I mean, he I've known of him for a while, man. Like I mentioned earlier, we had the same agent before. He's a great player, and you know, just pretty much, he just gave me a text to let me know that he thought it would be a great idea if I would become a Raven, and I need to go ahead and make it happen. So that was it was good to hear from guys in the locker room, man. I think it's important. So.
Elvis, how often was Wink hitting you up once you became a free agent? What was he saying?
Wait, man, you know, the thing with me and Wink, we talk, you know, even during the season, and so we have more of a family type, you know, friendship. So it's, you know, we speak often. So, but you know, we did talk a little bit more frequently during the whole free agent process, and you know, he like I've always seen him as a good mentor, and he's always been honest with me. He's always been a straight shooter, and I've always admired that about him. And so you know, just talking to him was huge.
Hey, you talk about yourself in terms of what you pride yourself on. Yeah, numbers, 63.5 sacks, 7.
I think just, you know, just love the game, you know, and just be thankful. I think not everybody's in a situation to do what they love. And so every time I play, I play like it's the last opportunity. And so, the stats part of it. I just try to go out and just be the best football player and teammate I can be.
Being not as tall,
you know,
more a shorter guy, does that help you with the leverage
and
be able to get
leverage
on the offense?
Hey, you go with the short jokes.
First of all, he's 6 foot. All right, we've had that argument for years. He's 6 foot. I'm 6'3", but he's 6 foot.
Nah, you know, like it goes into when I came out of college, I was told I couldn't play defense end in the collegiate level. And the same thing happened when I got to the pros. But listen, you know, for me, in my eyes, you know, I feel like I'm just as tall as everybody. So I guess that's my world. But I think as far as the football part of it, I think it helps with leverage. I think the game football is played with leverage. You know, coaches always teach, you know, pad level and lean and, you know, leverage. So I guess I have an instant leverage, so that helps.
Elvis, there is no chance for you guys to be going back. Well, you'll be going back to Denver at some point, maybe to open the season. Have you thought about that?
Man, you just gave me goosebumps. you know, first thing first, I need to get, you know, in the best shape of my life. So that's important. And from there, you know, when that time comes, I'm sure, you know, it would be time.
Hey, John, after such a crazy season, had this offseason the past 6-7 weeks since the Super Bowl. Can you describe from your perspective just what that ebb and flow has been like? When you sign Flacco, you move certain guys,
right,
and here we are today?
Yeah, Jared, really, truthfully, it hasn't been an ebb and flow for us here. You know, I feel like it's been very steady. There are some highs and lows, obviously. You know, you hope things can get accomplished. Some things do, some things don't. But you're not really, I don't think you dwell on that too much. We've had a we have a vision for where we want to go with our team and how we want to, apply our resources and build the best team we can. And I will say this pretty good. Let's see, is the ebb the high or the flow? Which is the, whatever that is, this is a good day. We're on the flow right now. So we feel good about today.
John, last year, as good a year as it was, statistically the defense was not quite what it had been on. 3 or 4 years previous.
Right.
Was there a feeling here that it was time to turn a corner a little bit and do some things to reestablish the dominance of your defense?
You know, to say no just wouldn't be honest. You know, we want to be the best at everything. You know, we want to be the best defense in football, and we were the winningest defense in football last year. You know, I thought our coaches and players did a great job of figuring out how to win games. You know, we got it done in the most important settings against the best quarterbacks in football and the best teams in football when it counted the most. So I'm really proud of our defense. But you're either getting better or you're getting worse, right? And we need to get better, you know, in everything we do. And I know our defensive coaches and defensive players feel the same way. That's how I feel. Let's put the best defense together we possibly can, right? And that's what we're trying to do.
John, how much does the fact that you have 12 draft picks mark like the rest of your offseason decisions and knowing at least you'll have options if free agency passes and this is it?
Yeah, you know, we're just going to try to max everything out. We're going to try to be the best team we can be with, NFL available players with, you know, within the boundaries of the financial situation that we have. And then we're going to try to have the best draft we possibly can. Then we'll try to coach them as well as we possibly can. Guys will work as hard as they possibly can. And, we'll be the best team we can be. That's all. I just keep it simple.
Can you talk about Elvis's strengths and just how you've seen him grow as a player over the years?
It's like I alluded to earlier, there's no task too big for him, you know, and whatever you need him to do, he's going to do it. The thing that jumped out to me the most from our time in Denver was not only, you know, obviously when you look at the stats and everything else we know about rushing the quarterback, but when you needed a big play, you know, and, you know, at that time we had Champ at corner at that time and Brian Dawkins and those guys and some other pretty good football players. And Elvis always seemed like the guy that made the play. And you know, that's the biggest thing that stood out to him, because I went through the whole process and when John talked to him, I thought he brought up a great point that I really forgot. When Elvis came out, you know, at that time when he came out from Louisville, he said, "I'm the best pass rusher in the draft." And all he's done is year in and year out is he's tried to be the best pass rusher, you know, not to take away from any other great pass rushers in this league. But, you know, and his numbers show you that he's been really successful.
Good. Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks,
Congratulations.